WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us. It's Monday on The Opening Bell. One of the events that drives a lot of economic goals, economic development for the city of Chicago is the Chicago Marathon, and we're counting down the days until the event this weekend. Carrie Pinkowski is with us today, Executive Director of the Chicago Marathon. Talk a little bit about it. Carrie, good morning. Welcome back to The Opening Bell.
Hey, Steve, how are you? Thanks for having me on this morning.
Doing very well. I hope you are, too. The countdown is underway. I see it here on your homepage. Just about 6 days left until the big event. Things coming together nicely for it, I guess, right?
Well, it is with the weather forecast we just got a few seconds ago from you guys. It looks really good. But, yes, we'll be celebrating our 42nd running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Great Chicago tradition. We have participants coming to Chicago to run the marathon from all 50 states and over 115 countries. So we're looking forward to a big day, and the tradition continues.
You have been there for 30 of those years. Talk to us a little bit about your longevity. Congratulations, by the way. Remember, when you started this thing, you had to really beg the city to let you do it, right?
Well, you got to remember that marathon running was kind of a different sport or a different platform 30 years ago. I think everybody looked at marathon runners as kind of an extreme sport, but it has become such, I always refer to it as a social phenomenon. If you think about the amount of people that would prepare for this, it creates an amazing community. We'll have almost 46,000 participants start on Sunday morning, and that really drives a lot of economic pieces of it. It's the hotels, that we have the philanthropic piece, which is the fundraising, and the social piece. I mean, you know, people have discovered running, healthy and active lifestyle. I think it all fits together really well.
It is certainly an event that's, I think, on everybody's calendar, even if you're not a runner. It's fun to watch the runners come through all of the different neighborhoods. Back to the economic part of it, though, Carrie, I want to talk to you. Have you guys ever done have you ever figured out how many dollars each one of these runners brings in, how much the actual money is, the economic development is to this?
We do. We commission the University of Illinois, and they do an economic impact study each year, and we've seen some pretty significant growth. So we do look at that. It is an important factor of what we do.
Give us a sense of, you mentioned the hotels and the obviously the people staying here and spending their money, but what are some of the ancillary economic benefits of having this marathon travel through all of the different neighborhoods?
Well, from the studies that we commissioned, it was derived that the marathon creates over $338 million to the local economy. So that's through the hotel industry, restaurants, shopping, the travel, all those pieces that factor into event week. So it has begun. We've actually have some of our participants that come a week early. But what really drives that, everyone looks at our, I think we look at our 45,000 participants that start the race. We have friends and family members that travel with them, and they also drive that needle too.
Some people watch to see who the finisher is, the top finisher in each of the categories. It's equally fun to watch some of the other personalities cross the finish line at their own pace, maybe an hour or so later, right?
It is. It's unique because it is a participation sport. We have some of the greatest athletes in the world that will be up front. But these individuals that converge on Chicago run against some of the greatest participants on the same course at the same time, which I think is unique to our sport. But each individual has an individual goal. You know, we have athletes that may try to win, which is a real accomplishment in their career. We have Olympic champions. Our defending champion Mo Farah is back. Bridget Koskaj, who won last year, is returning to defend her title. But also the thousands of runners behind there. There's an individual goal, there's an individual path that they're taking, and that I think complements and contributes to the race weekend, just the vibe and the excitement.
Carrie, I think it was about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I saw an article in the Wall Street Journal that said millennials were ending the running boom. And every year that has passed since then, everybody has been predicting the death of running, and it hasn't happened yet. Talk to us a little bit about the trends here. People are still running in a big way, aren't they?
They are, and I think what's happened is as individuals, their schedules have gotten crazier, and their time is so valuable. Running is still an affordable and a quick way to exercise, to get out and to be active. And once people discover running, you know, the ultimate expression is the marathon of running, the 26.2 miles. You know, we also have a partnership, the Abbott World Marathon Majors, that also has become a big driver of our success, especially internationally, where people, their goal now is to run all six majors and get the six-star finisher. So I think there's a lot of things that are contributing to it. You know, Chicago's become an amazing destination. I think the event and the city complement each other. The course that we have, it's a great tour of the city. You get to see some amazing neighborhoods. You really discover the fabric of the community. But it's also really accessible for friends and family members. They can get to several different locations, get on public transportation. The CTA has been an amazing partner, get to different neighborhoods. So it's also a lot going on for our friends and family members of the participants. So it's just a great day and what better way to discover Chicago?
Because our audience is a lot of business folks, many business folks listening this morning, I wanted to sort of meld the two, running and business, in a way that I don't think we've done before. Talking about how preparing for a race, getting ready for a marathon, has some implications for your business life. If you're in business, there are some examples that fit in both categories. Talk to us a little bit about the goal setting part of this, the preparation for the race. That's really akin to what some of us do in business every day.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a great, and I'm going to use Molex, which is a great, one of our official partners. I mean, they have really taken their relationship, their partnership with the Bank of America Chicago Marathon to a great level. They're going to have over 300 of their employees that are going to run, which are from around the, participate from around the world, that are in their different lines of business, that are going to come and celebrate Chicago. It's a great opportunity for their employees to interact. You know, one-on-one event weekend, they'll be at our Health and Fitness Expo. They're going to be able to talk to our participants, friends, and families about what their business does, what Molex is, and what they do. And then also we have over 150 of their employees that are going to volunteer at a water station. So, and they have a big celebration at the finish line. So they really use it as a way to message about what Molex does, team building internally, and then it promotes health and fitness and a healthy lifestyle. So I think they use it on many different levels to really enhance their business, either externally or internally.
And people, a lot of people say, too, one of the big things is having that mental health down, to have a free mind. And I can't think of a better way to do that than to run a marathon. You have plenty of time to reflect on your life while you're running, don't you?
Well, you know, Steve, everybody's life is so crazy now and hectic, and there's so many things swirling around. And I think the one thing that I've discovered over the 30 years is that there's something that's genuine and individual about the marathon. You can control your own destiny. I mean, it's a celebration of individual dedication and commitment and sacrifice, and it's a journey. I mean, there's nothing impromptu about it or spur of the moment. Our participants in some cases have taken 25 weeks to prepare for this. They've been thinking about it since we opened registration last year. So it's a wonderful complement to today's crazy world, but it creates a community. It creates an unbelievable connect point. We have people from all around the world and all around the United States that come together with that same goal of running a marathon. It creates an amazing, just amazing time, fun, and it's great for the city.
I often hear entrepreneurs say, turn your passion into a career. And I can't think of anybody, a better example than you, because you've done that. Talk to us a little bit about the reality of being able to take something you love doing and turn it into, in your case, a 30-year career of managing this race.
Well, it's something, you know, it's amazing. In this day and age, I think it's amazing that I'm doing something that I did as a boy. I ran cross country and track as a high school kid, and then in college, and then to 30 years later, be able to say that you work on an event that you did as a young guy. I mean, it's something that I truly enjoy. There's an intrinsic connection to it with the elite athletes. I meet so many people. So many people from the business community, from around the world. And then the corporate community in Chicago has been amazing. Bank of America, on the lead as our title sponsor. Gatorade has been with us. American Airlines, our official sponsor. It's a corporate community. The city of Chicago, there's really not a city agency that's not involved in some way. So it really is an ultimate example of partnership with the local residents, obviously, local businesses, corporate community, the city, our federal agencies. Everybody comes together to make this happen.
People also say, business leaders say, you got to listen to your customers to make sure you're delivering a product that they want and that everything is absolutely top-notch. You spend a lot of your time meeting with runners, even when race week isn't here. Talk to us a little bit about this listening to your customers part of it and how that's helped you.
Well, I spend a lot of time in the community talking to our running groups, whether it's the volunteers or people that participate from a local area or a national area. I'll spend some time at the New York City Marathon at the Expo there, and it gives me a chance to get some really valuable feedback on how people enjoyed their experience in Chicago. So, and that information we bring back and fold into our event.
Kerry, as we wrap up here, I think the runners probably are already prepared. They know what to expect. But for the rest of us, what do we need to know as race week moves on and we get closer to Sunday about not only, you know, where's the best place to watch the marathon, what other kinds of things we need to know in terms of logistics?
Well, if you go to our website, chicagomarathon.com, there's some excellent information. There's a participant guide for our participants, and they can look at that information and put the finishing touches on their race day plan. If you're a spectator, there's a spectator guide there, information on how to get around the city, the best places to see where you want to watch the race. There's information about our Abbott Health and Fitness Expo. All that information, chicagomarathon.com. Great. Looks like we're going to have some great weather, so get out and watch it. And if you're not coming out to watch, we're on NBC5 Chicago. Television live wire-to-wire coverage, and then you can also listen to the radio and listen to the event on AM 670, the Score, wire-to-wire coverage of the elite race.
Yeah, there's no excuses, and there's really no bad place to watch. There's no ugly location to watch this marathon.
No, you can get out and discover, maybe have some breakfast, look at public transportation, get on the L, go to some different locations, and really have a fun day.
All right, Kerry, thank you for being with us this morning. Have a good race.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Kerry Pinkowski, Executive Director of the Chicago Marathon. Again, you can find them online at chicagomarathon.com. The event is Sunday. The countdown right there on the front page of their website. 6 days, 1 hour, 41 minutes, 10 seconds left until the Chicago Marathon.